because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Please turn to Colossians chapter 3. In Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter 3, and there's many other passages that I could refer to as it relates to gospel singing, a cappella singing in our worship service. Colossians chapter 3. Let's begin. Let's go ahead and begin in verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, that would be you, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Wonderful sermon this morning, wasn't it? And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let's go to God in prayer. Jehovah our God and our Father, we are so grateful for your wisdom, Father, for your greatness and your power, your eternal majesty. There is no name above thy name, Yahweh. We're grateful, Father, to be able to call thee our Father who art in heaven. Thank you, Father, that you have given us the ability to sing. Thank you for the wisdom that is encapsulated in it. Help us to teach one another and to edify one another and to bring joy to one another and to lift up these songs to you in praise and adoration of the name above all names. We're grateful for our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom he has made all of this possible. Forgive us, Father, when we fail thee. Help us to be gentle and forbearing. Help us to enjoy each other's company. And help us at this time, Father, to have the desire to learn how to worship thee and to teach one another in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, here's my disclaimer. And all of you, there's new folks here, so all of you that are new are going to have to listen to it. And if I teach this class again, you're going to have to listen to it again. I am not a musician. I am a singer. I am a vocalist. That is the way that I learned. I understand music based on solfege. Soul. Listen, I would be lost if there wasn't round notes and shape notes and all of those things. R.J. Stevens taught that to me. Now look, when I was in junior high, I started voice lessons. They didn't have shape notes. They had round notes. All I had was a piano, and my ear was good. And that's how it was that I was able to sing. Not only in junior high school, but in high school. Not only in high school, but in college, I was able to perform. A lot of different things. It doesn't matter. But that's how it was that I learned how to sing. Do you think I had one theory class? The answer to that question would be no. Do you want to know who a musician is? One's sitting right there. He has a master's degree in music. One's sitting right back there. Okay, we've got another woman right over here who has a degree in music. Mike Tyre has a degree in music. And when he was standing up here the other day, he said, He referred to himself as a musician. He is that. I am a singer. I'm a vocalist. So I want you to be patient with me, okay? And I want you to understand that. I have put in this audience our musicians located in different places who can read music and understand the theory behind it. And they're going to sing with you so that you can hear and reproduce that, okay? Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's how I learned that song. I'll Fly Away in the Lap of My Great-Grandmother. I learned that song because she sang it. That's what I want you guys to do. I'm not looking to teach you how to be a vocalist in the symphony choral department. I'm looking to help you learn how to better sing praises to God and to edify one another. R.J. Stevens taught me something early on in this. He said, Steve, if the Lord has commanded you to do something, wouldn't you want to do that with all your heart and soul? And wouldn't you want to get as good at that as you could possibly get? And I told him yes. And he started making me sing scales, which I hated, okay? That's what this is about. We're going to sing some new songs, okay? Some of these songs will be written by folks that you knew. No, others will not be. Some of them you'll recognize as popular songs that have been written for worship service. It is incredibly important to me that the words of these songs are accurate and biblical, okay? And if they're not, I'm pitching them, okay? Because I don't want any part of that. This is not, now let me say this. This is not a choir or anything close to it. We're not here to practice, to perform. That's not what this is about. This is about worshiping the only true and living God. This is about doing the very best that we can do, learning our parts the best that we can because of our desire to serve Him in fellowship and in spirit one with another, and to edify one another, and to praise His name, and to evangelize. You don't think it's evangelistic, but it is. Most of the places that I go and have the wonderful ability, the wonderful privilege of leading singing, one of the things that always comes from that is some visitor says, that was unbelievably beautiful. I've never heard anything like it. Can you tell me about that? And that's where the conversation gets started. With gospel singing, you plant seeds. There's no doubt about that. Your children will benefit from this. So, the elders, the leadership, I didn't beg them to do this, okay? They asked me to do it again, and I think we've benefited through the years. But I've learned in the position that I'm in that the first time the dog bites you, it's the dog's fault, okay? So, there's something about singing that's wonderful, but there's also something about singing that can be difficult for some. All right, so with that said, my disclaimer, okay, we're going to begin. I have about six or seven songs picked out. We're going to start with a song that is one of my favorite now songs that I have heard. I heard this on the Praise and Harmony recording, but it's a popular song too in other circles. It's called The Untitled Hymn. And I just love the words. If you don't mind, flip through the words with me. Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Next page. Click. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Next verse. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. I like that word stain as it refers to sin. It's washed it away. I bring stains to my wife all the time on my shirts because I can't eat without dropping something on my shirt, and she washes the stains away. So sing to Jesus. Sing to Jesus. Sing to Jesus and live. Next page. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes you fall. So fall on Jesus. Fall on Jesus and live. Next page. Sometimes the way is lonely and steeped and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus. And with your final heartbeat, and I'll tell you, this right here is one of my favorite lines of all time in gospel music. And with your final heartbeat, I love that. You know, you talk about breath. Well, they quit breathing. Let me tell you something. You die when your heart stops. Okay? That's when you're checking out. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace, and I love this, and laugh on glory's side. What a fantastic setting and group of words. Okay, what I want to do is cue this up. Praise and Harmony has recorded this song. Let me make one point, and that is that if you learn this page and the next page, you've learned the whole song, because all it is it repeats. Now, there's a couple of little things that are different, but for the most part, it just repeats. Oh, and by the way, you will not get a final examination on whether or not you've sung it perfectly, okay, because that's not what the point is, okay? The point is we do the best we can, and we give that to God, all right? So, let's cue the song. Turn it up. Little more.
Raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live. Now your burdens lifted. Precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus. Sing to Jesus. Sing to Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and seemed filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus. And kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side, and try to Jesus, try to Jesus, try to Jesus, and live it and repeat.
So what did you think about that? Beautiful, simple song, okay? Accurate, beautiful, and simple. So what I want to do right now is I want us to go to the second page. Okay. Sopranos and altos. Do. I want you to sing this with me. I want you to sing the soprano part, and then we'll break into the alto. Is that good with everybody? All right? Okay. All right. It's important that we get this. And then basses, it's really important on your part because you kind of hold the foundation of this thing in your hands. Ready?
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live.
One more time.
Come to Jesus. Come
to Jesus.
Good.
Come to Jesus and live.
Okay. Now, altos, we're going to put your part with this. Do. Well, it goes like this. Do, where you see come to him. Do, re, do. Do, ti, la. Do, do, ti, la, la, so. Boy, I'd be lost if I had circle notes, wouldn't I? That'd be real bad. I'd have to have Lee figure that out for me. Okay? Lee can read it anyway. Okay? All right, so altos, do you think you got that? We're going to put it together here.
Do, come to him, do, ti, la.
You got that? Okay, let me be sure you've got it. Sing it with me.
Do,
you're going to start on the octave below, right? Altos, do, do, so, mi, do, do. Sopranos, you're going to start. You ready?
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Good. Sing it.
Come to Jesus
and live.
One more time.
Come to
Jesus.
Good, ladies.
Come to Jesus and live.
All right, basses, let's just do this part together, then we'll go back to the front end of the song. I think it's important we get this because we sing it a lot in this song. Help me out here, Michael and Mike.
Do, ready. Do, do, do. Fa, fa, fa. Do, mi, fa, sol.
Is that right? Okay? All right, basses. Let's sing that together. We're going to put that together. And Lee, you can, I know you guys have the tenor part of Frog.
Do, so, mi, do. Do, so, mi, do.
You got that, guys? You know where to come in? Do,
do.
Ready, sopranos?
Come to Jesus.
Ready?
Come to Jesus.
All right, tenors, let's put that together. Okay, now look, I want you guys to understand something. Please understand this. We are not practicing to perform. That's not what this is about. This is about learning how to sing this song so we can praise God and edify one another. I don't want somebody on Facebook to be putting a picture out there and saying Steve Garrett's trying to get a choir together at the Bel Air Church. Okay, boy, wouldn't they love that? Brother to go crazy. All right, let me tell you something. That ain't happening. That's not what we're doing here. Okay, that's not it, so I don't want you to be confused. All right, tenors, here we go. Do, mi, mi, fa, mi, la, so, fa, mi, so, so, fa, fa, mi, mi, so, so, fa, fa, mi. There's a little, is that an eighth rest? Yeah, it's eighth rest there. Okay, that sounds great. Now let's put it all together and really sing out, okay? You ready? That was pretty funny, huh, about the Bel Air Choir? Okay. Yeah, in a weird sort of way. I'm going to go like this. You ready, ladies? I'm going to go, come. Okay, so this is where you breathe. Come. All right, so that we'll do it halfway decently right. Ready, ready, sopranos, ready.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Good.
Come to Jesus.
One more time.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live.
Well, let me tell you something. Praise for me that day. All right, go back to the first page. All right. Now, if we learn this, then you got every other page before what we just learned pretty much it's the same. There's a couple little nuances in there, but I think that you'll pick it up. If not, we'll go over it to be sure that we get it. Okay, how many of you so far like that? Simple, easy for us to... Right, something simple. The words, now listen, if I cry on verse 4, don't let that bother you, okay? Because that reminds me of Granny. I'm just telling you now, if you see me turn around and look at the screen, you're going to know I got to get it together, okay? All right, that okay? Okay, let's do this, and then we'll do the key change. Now, I'm going to tell you the key change is pretty simple because what it is basically, altos and sopranos, no, so mi do, when you do the key change, it's do, re, and then that's your new do. Okay, so that's the way that works. So,
and you don't have to face the screen.
Yeah.
Motion is all part of it.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you know how these guys are about crying and stuff. Okay. All right, sopranos, let's start. Okay, I'm going to go. Weak and wounded sinner. Okay, I think y'all know it, right? You ready, sopranos and alto? Why don't you sing with them? Ready? So, is that right?
Oh, me, ready. Weak and wounded sinner, lost and glad to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Okay, all right, altos, your part. Ready, altos? Okay, just do it. Do it weak and wounded. Ready?
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Pretty easy, isn't it? Altos and sopranos, put that together now, okay?
Do, so, mi, do, alto, do, mi, soprano, ready. Weak and wounded sinner,
lost and
left. Raise your head, for love is passing.
Let's keep going.
Come to Jesus.
Don't be late.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
There. All right, basses and Mike, let's Michael.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Okay, everybody get that? Pretty simple, isn't it? You want to do it one more time?
Okay.
Oh, ready, guys?
Weak and wounded sinner, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Okay, back to the tenor part there. Ready?
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Pretty simple, huh? Okay, now I want us to put it all together, all right? And I want us to do this page and the next page. Let's just see how that goes, all right?
Do, mi, do, mi, so, tenor. Do, bass, do, alto, mi, soprano, mi.
You can hum if you want to. Ready?
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by.
Here we go now.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the sin. So sing to Jesus.
Yeah, I don't have the clicker, so we need to stay on this because we're going to change keys. Now look, it's important for you to understand that the altos, you're going to stay on the la. The sopranos are on do, which is the key that we started this song on. You're going to go from do to re, all right? Do, re, and then that's going to be your do, all right? Okay, so let's start right here. Let's do the key change, all right? And if we do the key change all right, then we'll keep going. If not, we'll practice it again.
Do, do, ti, do, do, mi, so, so.
Now listen, guys, sopranos, you've got to hit that so fall on Jesus. Okay? If you don't hit so fall on Jesus, well, you're going to be behind, and then that won't be good. So.
No, so.
Ready, guys? Here we go now.
So fall on Jesus. Fall on Jesus. Fall on Jesus. times the way is lonely, and his feet are filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain,
here we go now,
then cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus.
Good, guys.
Cry to Jesus. And cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus.
And live.
Cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus.
Come on now.
Cry to Jesus.
Jesus, we're going to retard right there, and live. Okay, now there's some parts in this song to where we're going to crescendo a little bit, okay, and it may be that you can feel that and you feel it along with me. Go back one page. I want to explain something to you, the reason why it touches me so much. Whenever Muffy's mom passed, she battled cancer for so long, and she was so sick, just horribly sick, and we didn't know when she was going to go. I had been up there for a week, and she was just hanging on. It's just terrible. And so I walked up there to her, and I know she very well couldn't probably hear, but maybe she did. And I told her, I said, Granny, I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to see you soon in glory. And so I left. I got on a plane, and I flew back home. Got home. I was so worn out with all of it, and I had to go back to work, and I was just going to take 30 minutes, just 30 minutes. And I sat down in a recliner, and I just said, 30 minutes. And I went sound to sleep, and all of a sudden, boom, I woke up out of that sleep like somebody had hit me over the head with a rock. And I immediately texted Muffy on the phone, how's Granny doing? How's Granny doing? She said she just died. And I said, just now? And she said, just when I woke up? She said, yeah. And I said, well, honey, I said, I think she just flew by me and slapped me in the head. and I see this, and with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. She was a godly woman. Oh, my goodness. Then go in peace, and this is Granny. And laugh on glory's side. She worked so hard to live the way she's supposed to live, so much better than me. Raised those children, had put up with a husband as bad as me. And so that's what touches me. Let's go back.
Steve,
yeah.
Can we go to the very end?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very end. Last page.
When you start retarding.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
The rest of it, we can kind of get through the flow, but this, if you start retarding,
right.
Be sure and bring us in before you bring everybody else in.
Exactly. That's a great point. We definitely need to retard and live a little bit, okay? But the bass has got to know when to come in, okay?
Tell us where to go.
All right, let's try that. How about it? Let's try that, Rocco. That's a great point, Mike. Do, do, so, mi, do, so, alto. Do, 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 mi, so, tenor, do. Do, mi, so, do. Ready? I'm going to go. Fly. You ready?
Ready, guys?
Fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus.
Song leaders, when you lead this song, Mike is exactly right about that. You're going to have to
point or do something to let the bases know when to come in. All right, it's a very good point. All the way back to the front.
Uh-huh. Sopranos and altos stay on the same note.
Go back to the key change, please.
Between when the key changes.
Right. There's another musician there that caught something. So fall on Jesus and live. So the sopranos are going to move to a re. Okay? That's the way I think. The sopranos move to a re. The altos are on a la. Okay, so what's your point?
I'm saying between this page and the next page, uh-huh. The sopranos stay the same, the altos stay the same, and
okay.
The bases stay the same. Between this page and the next
page. Everything stays the same, but what I want you to understand that is if you read sol fa, okay, that do that you're looking at, when it moves to a re, the re is the new do. Okay? Does that make sense? For those of you that know, yeah, look at John Albert's back there saying, it don't mean nothing to me. He said, all I know is there's a note down there. Yeah.
But if you read solfege, you don't need to explain that to us.
Yeah, right. But if you don't, okay. But those of you that don't understand, but think you do, okay, yeah. All right, okay. Let's do the key change again. Do, so, do, so. Go to the next page right quick. All right, you see that do, sopranos? All right, that right there was the re on the other page. That's all I'm saying, okay? And then sol, mi, do. You're going to hold the same note the rest of you, okay? All right, back one. No, so, no, so. So.
Ready to stay. So follow Jesus.
Enough to sing this all the way through. Okay, let's sing it all the way through. And thank you very much, all of you, for really putting a lot into this. I really appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great song for us to worship God. By the way, good. Yeah. Yes. Hey.
Is someone recording? Well, we're on live stream. Yeah, so it will be recorded. You can go back. Yeah, and if you want the music, I'll show you how to get it, okay? All right, let's do it. Let's do it to it here. Kids are going to come in a minute, but... Do, bass, do, alto, mi, soprano, mi, sol, tenor, sol, mi. Ready?
We can move it simply.